Vladimir Putin is not on trial. It is an anti-Putin attack video prepared days before Russia's presidential election. Watched by more than 3 million people, this 50-second fake news clip shows how Russia's political warfare is moving to cyberspace. Half of all Russian voters are now on the internet, a phenomenon that was marginal when Mr. Putin left the presidency in 2008. Konstantin von Eggert, a Russian television and radio journalist, talks about the impact of the internet.
Definitely lifts the taboo that I think has already been pretty much lifted on this image of an untouchable, omnipotent, knowledgeable leader who always knows best.
Putin's supporters strike back with this music video, VVP, the initials of Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. Tajik crooner Tolibjon Kurbakhanov sings, VVP, he saved the country. VVP, he protects us. VVP raised up Russia. Russia without Putin offers a nightmare scenario of Russia without a modern-day czar. NATO troops occupy Kaliningrad, Russia's westernmost region. China pushes north and occupies a big chunk of Siberia. Japan occupies Russia's Pacific coast port of Vladivostok. Money printing makes the ruble worthless. Electricity is rationed. Anarchy reigns in Russian cities. The West responds, awarding opposition leader Alexei Navalny the Nobel Peace Prize. Concluding with the opposition slogan, Russia without Putin, the video adds, you are welcome. Von Eggert sees the internet speeding up and freeing Russia's political debate.
The spread of the internet in Russia undermines the ability of the government to impact the day-to-day agenda and to impose its views on the population.
In a counterattack, the real Putin focuses on the yachts and palaces associated with Mr. Putin and his associates in the energy business. This video focuses on corruption, a leading Russian complaint against the Putin government. Using humor, Ksenia Sobchak, a Russian celebrity, mocks filmed endorsements of Mr. Putin. To combat charges that protesters are big city snobs, opposition sites promote this song by two veterans of Russia's elite paratrooper corps. They sing a bitter ballad. This May, Vladimir Putin returns to the Kremlin, but thanks to the internet, he will rule a Russia that is more skeptical and more informed than ever before. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.